Nancy Ruthie.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Yes, sorry, we got disconnected again.
Yes, I had a call and I tried to disconnect it, and I disconnected you instead. Sorry.
It's okay. Would you like me to, maybe it's a bit, a customer, would you like me to call you back?
No, it was a spam.
Okay.
I don't answer the ones that say spam risk. I do not answer because they always are.
Okay, no problem. So let me see. Okay. All right, so I have not received a response from the team. Let's see. I'm going to just check if James is available. Yeah, James is actually around, but he could be working on a different account. Yeah, let's go ahead and hold off for now the setup of the application to the, to your personal cell phone. Oh, let me see. I just got a response. By default, call action field is set up with the primary number in the back office. They change it. If phone doesn't have the app installed, it dial. Okay. You can go ahead and try it again.
Okay. It says phone number not found.
Can you try to uninstall it again, uninstall and then reinstall it again?
Now, on the 8500 number, I deleted it. Does that mean it's gone?
Okay, our team is actually suggesting, since you are having some issues with the application, we can go ahead and have it keep ringing the app and then have it directly ring to your number.
Okay.
Would you like that one?
Yeah, that'd be
since
fine.
You're having okay, so, let's go ahead and proceed with that.
So tell me how that would work first.
So you can still continue using the application so that you can go ahead and monitor your leads. Now, what happens is that, remember, it used to ring the app first before it actually rings your number, right? For example, you cannot answer your app, then it will ring your number. So what happens now is that it will skip ringing on your application. So you don't have to answer the call to the app. Instead, you will receive it as a regular call on your phone number, your personal number.
All right, but the people, the clients, what are they going to see? I don't want them to see my number.
Oh, yes. They are still going to ring the call tracking number. So
okay.
It's the same process, yes. So the one that they will see on your platform and on your listings will be the mask number. Once they call the mask or call tracking number, it will not ring the app anymore. Instead, it will ring your cell phone right away, the personal phone.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Let me just inform our team. Okay. All right, so I already informed our team to do that. Now you can still continue looking at I'm sorry, you can still continue using your application, okay? So you should still go ahead and see your leads there, your calls. Calls are still recorded, so you can go ahead and still listen to them.
All right, and if somebody calls directly to the 8500 number, it's still going to forward it, and that's not going to be a problem. That won't have anything to do with local flash, right?
Clients can still go ahead and call you on the 8500 number if they actually call the actual number, not the call tracking.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this should work. This should be okay.
Just double checking because I do see client is logged on the app with the iPhone 12. Oh, okay. Let me see. Let me just check with the team. Which today? Okay. Brenda.
Mhm.
Which phone is you? Which number is using the iPhone 12?
That's my personal phone.
That's the personal phone. Okay. Let me just confirm.
I think. Let me look at this phone and make sure I know which one's which.
Okay.
I've had both of them a while, though.
Okay.
Where does it go?
Best case here, use here would be for the client to make sure to have the app installed on the device she wants to calls to go through. Yes. So they are actually suggesting that you still use the app and the app would still ring. But which one would you prefer? Would you want to still continue getting the calls on the app?
I mean, I don't mind getting calls on the app. I thought that's what we were going to do, and then it rings
in
my personal phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for where I can find which phone is the 14. I'm not sure where to find it. I thought I looked in the phone section, but don't see it.
No, both are actually iPhones?
Yeah, they're both iPhones.
I'm also not an iPhone. Sorry, but let me try to research. Maybe I can help more to find to know.
I think the 12 is my personal phone, I believe.
12 is the personal. Okay. So currently, the application is actually logged into your personal number, right? You just downloaded it there. Okay.
I'm trying to log it in. That's where I'm getting that error on my personal phone. I deleted it off of the work phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have two choices. You can download the app on your iPhone, personal number, personal phone, mm-hmm. and then we can either skip the app from ringing, and it will ring directly your personal number, or we can still go ahead and have it ring on your app. Which one would you like to, which one would you prefer on that one, Brenda?
As far, I just don't want the client to see my personal number.
Well, either way, they will not see your number.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just let it ring directly to my phone number.
Phone, okay. Gotcha.
At least until we get this error fixed, but yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that has been set up. So your application will no longer ring. If a call comes in, all calls will go directly to your personal number.
Okay.
At 205-862-9834.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, I think that's it. Do you have any other questions for me or clarifications?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let me look at one. I'm going to drive you crazy on a Friday afternoon.
It's totally fine. No problem. As long as you get the your issue resolved, I'll be happy to spend more time with you. So that I wanted, because I really wanted to make sure that everything works for you. And of course, I don't want to stress you out, but I know this issue has been stressing you already. So I just wanted to go ahead and make sure it is resolved.
Yeah, I found the iPhone tag, so I was wanting to make sure we had that. All right, the iPhone 12 is the work phone.
Oh, the business number, so that's why. Okay.
And so the iPhone 14 is my personal phone.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for the clarification. Anyway, you have already installed the iPhone 12, so that's fine. I think we are going to be disconnecting it as well. Let me see. iPhone... Where is that? iPhone 12. Okay. Okay. So it's been logged out already from the iPhone 12. Now you're ready to go ahead and use it on the iPhone 14.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure that was not going to be a problem if I told
you
wrong.
Yes, thank you so much for clearing that, because you cannot actually install the device and the application on two different devices. So I think mm-hmm. that's one of the reasons as well that you're not allowed to use it on the iPhone 14. So that should be fixed. You may go ahead and try to download the application again later, and then it should work.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Hi, no problem, Brenda. Anything else before I let you go?
No, that's all. You have a good weekend.
Oh, you too. Please enjoy your weekend. And I'll talk to you on Wednesday. In case I don't get to hear from you, I will mm-hmm. call you on Wednesday to check, and then we can schedule when I can go ahead and call you and connect you with the Google team so you can do the verification.
Okay, thank you.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Brenda. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.